And I pray that I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Over the past few weeks, as we've been going through the readings, we've been looking at the Gospel readings, and there's Romans has been just taking place in the background, and probably because of all of the complex theology that there is in Romans, and a synthesis of some of Paul's main arguments, not all of them, but quite a few of them. It almost seems like we've sort of dodged around it so that we don't have to look at Romans as a book. For Protestants, we know the book of Romans was hugely influential. And actually, in the change in religious thought that took place after the First World War, Romans was central to some of the thinking of the theologians as they rethought how we do theology. So this morning we're going to have a look at just a little bit of a look at Romans, but it's a bit simpler now, because the theme underpinning Paul's writing in Romans, as we all know, is justification by grace through faith, and it is God's gift. It's something that God does, and our role is merely to accept that. It's nothing that we can do for ourselves. It is the gift of God. And why this bit of Romans gets a bit simpler is Paul now switches from what we can't do and that which is done by God to actually some of the things that we are able to do. Because Paul, as he describes to his readers, who are largely Gentile Christians, but there would have been some Jewish Christians, but largely Gentile believers in Rome, he talks about how they then should live. And it's really quite simple. You know, he's saying, as you live, live out the virtues of patience, of gentleness, of love, perseverance. And it's Paul's not calling the early believers to be great heroes or martyrs. He's just calling them to live out those qualities day by day for the long haul. Now, he knows that that's not going to be easy for them, because if you think of the people that he's writing to, they're right in the centre of the Roman the Roman civilization. They're at the centre of all of the troops, of the military regime that is ruling vast tracts of what we now call Europe and the Middle East. You know, he knows what they are going through, but he just says that's what they are called to do. It should be really quite simple, but he knows that it is going to be tough. Practice hospitality. You know, so for the Romans who may well be beginning to persecute the Christians, we know that a few short years later they were heavily persecuted in Rome, and it's likely that that persecution started sooner. Offer hospitality, you know, to the people that are persecuting you. A huge change in the way that perhaps the Christians and the early believers were looking at themselves, as almost being self-contained and trying to keep their heads down. Paul is just saying, let these people know by your love and by your actions who you are. Not that you will be thanked, because you will be persecuted. He makes that very clear. But those are the qualities by which you are to live. And it's in some ways as if after all of the complex theology of Paul's letter in the Romans, these are just some simple do's and don'ts, rules for Christian living. But actually, they're more than that. Because what Paul describes is the way of the cross, because he summarizes it in that last phrase that we heard. Overcome evil with good. When we see Jesus talking with Peter, who now feels that perhaps he's closer to Jesus than he's ever been, you know, on this rock, I'll build my church, you've got the keys. You know, Peter confirmed who Jesus was. He's just expressed to Jesus that he is the Messiah. And Jesus rounds on him. Because for Peter, he didn't, the Messiah, the way of suffering was not the way that he understood the Messiah. The way of the cross for Peter was the way of death, not the way of life. But in Jesus, what we see is that ultimate overcoming evil with good. Jesus overcomes the evil of his trial and his persecution and his crucifixion with good. Jesus overcomes the evil of the world through his death and resurrection. If you like, he's the ultimate personification of overcoming evil with good. That's what Paul is talking about to the Christians that he addresses in Rome. These aren't just some do's and don'ts. What he's calling the Christians to do is to live out the way of the cross, to have overcome evil with good. And as we look around the world today and we see some of the regimes that are in place and some of the things that are happening, as we look around in our society today and we observe how life is, the passages today remind us that the way that we are to walk is the way of the cross, to overcome evil with good, to show hospitality, to show love, to show respect, to live out the ways of the cross. Not as some do's and don'ts of Christian living, but because that is the way that Christ calls his followers to do. We see from his speaking to the disciples, it's not easy. It requires obedience. And we sometimes don't fully understand what it means or why we're doing it. But Jesus says, live out the way of the cross. Overcome evil with good. Amen.
Amen.